Hello, it's the 18th, and update. A number of people have been saying, where are you? Why have you gone quiet? Thinking either I'm taking a holiday, or I'm not here, I've gone to Mars, or I'm just not interested. None of those. Been incredibly busy, more busy than even normal. A lot of things behind the scenes, and I don't think the people in the know would disagree with me if I said this is the lull before the storm. Now, when I say the storm, I really don't want you to think about a war or anything really nasty like that. I'm referring to some big things that are scheduled in to happen quite soon. And so this is the quiet period. It doesn't mean things haven't been happening. It means that some of the things that could never have been put in place until this time are now being put in place, which means that it is busy, but it's not busy in the public eye. There have been a few things that have made it through to the public eye. So what I wanted to do was just to try and give you some information that perhaps is not available elsewhere, and just see how we go with it. Remember that we're off YouTube and we're not allowed back until April, and we're off Facebook. Don't think they'll ever let us back until the whole system changes. And it is interesting across the planet how some governments that are very pro-Trump are turning against Facebook and YouTube. Australia, for instance, they've been banned from using their own social media to access the news because Australia wants to charge social media companies, big companies, for carrying the news, because other private sector organizations already pay for that. And so there are another number of countries. I think Poland might be on the verge of doing that as well. Britain is putting something through Parliament as we go. So a number of countries, both in Europe and outside of Europe, are deciding that they don't actually want social media to dictate the rules and the laws regarding news. And so as a beginning of that process, they're going to pass legislation through their own countries to tax these social media giants. We'll see where we go with that. Very interesting, in Great Britain, the committee that looks at elections, obviously, I know people have a problem with Boris Johnson, but he is pro-Trump, he is. And the committee that looks at elections in Britain are very worried about Dominion voting machines, very concerned that this cabal, even if they're taken down, still could operate in some shape or form. So in 2023, in Great Britain, for the first time in our history, you will have to take photo ID to vote. That's exciting. I suppose it always should be. So you have to take your driver's license or your passport or something like that that has got a current photograph. So we don't have identity cards in Britain, so we have to use these other documents. But so 2023 stroke 2024, it will be mandatory if you vote that you're going to have that as proof that who you are. And that will knock on to effect to postal voting. They'll have to have a increased security of the same quality. So that's interesting. That shows that Britain is very concerned about a cabalistic takeover of the elections next time around. So that's worth it and hasn't really made the news. Not many people are aware of that. All right, so let's have a look at the United States. Of course, was no surprise that he would be found not guilty. That wasn't a surprise. Seven, oh, if I use the word traitors, I would be thrown off YouTube, wouldn't I? So seven Republican senators decided that they would not support the president, and Mitch McConnell said all these horrible things about Trump and then voted for him. I don't understand. Why would you stand, if you're a man of decency, why would you stand at the podium, spout all this horrible stuff about somebody, and then vote to support them? That's just shows the filth in Washington, D.C. in terms of politicians. If you are going to support someone, you do it because you believe in it. and therefore you speak positively. If you don't believe in somebody, then you speak negatively and you don't vote for them. But what McConnell did was speak negatively but vote positively. You know, that's just insane, and it's just a mirror image, I think, of what's going on there. So President Trump, and I will always refer to him as President Trump because he still is the president, regardless of what the mainstream might have us believe, has been incredibly busy. He has had a string of visitors, we could call them guests, but let's call them visitors, a string of visitors who have gone to the Winter White House in Florida, spent 2 or 3 days, and then got their marching orders, and then off they've gone. And then another individual or a group of individuals have come in, they've received their information, what they're supposed to do and when they're supposed to do it, and off they've gone. So that's been progressing over the last 2 weeks. Yes, the president has been focusing very much on clearing his name for the impeachment because had, and it's obviously moot point, but had the Congress and the Senate followed through and a conviction, then it would have been very difficult for the Joint Chiefs of Staff to relate to Trump as the president. At the moment, they consider him the president. And they'll continue to see him as the president because they see him as the legitimate president. They don't see Biden as the legitimate president. So the Joint Chiefs have basically, I think, breathed a sigh of relief that the conviction didn't come through, and therefore they are comfortable in terms of the Constitution and the Republic to still maintain those close connections with President Trump, although they're not obviously public. Lots and lots of information swirling around the Nasara Gasara, the new financial changeover, what in the good old days we used to call the reset. A lot of information about that, some good, some not accurate. And what I wanted to try and push across was something that's not really been understood, or at least it's not been given to people to understand, and that is that the Nasara Gasara is only an aspect of the new quantum financial system. Most people just hear that word Nasara Gasara and they immediately take everything on board with that, and that to them is the epitome of the change. But the reality is that that is the moral aspect. It's the point. The Nasara Gasara, whatever you want to call it, it's got several names and has had several names since, you know, since that fateful day in 1963. So it's the moral aspect of how people should be treated, what is right in terms of charging interest, what is right in terms of levying taxes, the whole aspect of the human race being robbed blind, as we say in Great Britain. In other words, this enormous theft of the birthright of humanity, actually. And so that's the moral part of it. But if we look at the quantum side of it, that is this brand new in terms of the concept for humanity in this time frame of a quantum financial system. But if I was to stop 100 people and say, what do you know about the quantum system? And those that were quite knowledgeable would tell me all the bits and pieces, but they wouldn't actually tell me what it was. They would say it was the new change coming and going to be more fair. But there aren't very many people who actually understand what it is. And so what I wanted to do was to explain that it isn't some new supercomputer. It's not some new wonderful system that allows more money to be created or more noughts to go on the end. It is a system which is connected to the fifth dimension. Now, I know probably BitChute have probably lost half of you, at least in YouTube. Lots of people there who followed me a long time and others would understand it, but I think with BitChute there are a lot of new people there, and and maybe your eyes glaze over when I say the fifth dimension. Those of you who've been following me will know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you are struggling, then please just, you know, perhaps it's just worth your while listening for a little bit longer, isn't it? So with the new quantum system, it is an energy that is attached to money, but you can't attach a quantum field to a physical type of currency like a note or a coin, because that was attached by what we call the lower fourth dimension. We call it the Babylonian spell on money. It's why, you know, people associate greed with money almost to a demonic sense. And that is a connection that was placed a very long time ago. And from a practical point of view, when the gold standard was removed, of course, it just allowed bad people to, you know, just outstrip the value of the physical wealth in a country because they wanted to play monopoly. So what we have coming is a system which isn't just a super duper technological system. It's actually much more spiritual. And what I can tell you is that when it's activated, when the time comes, it isn't about pressing a button, because that's what everybody would imagine, or pressing a switch or a series of codes. You can imagine people with white coats and flip charts on the wall, writing the formula and then going around with their clipboards and then check 52, check, press this button, check. It's actually about matching DNA. It's about a quantum system which operates at the speed of light. You know, DNA communicates at a speed far faster than modern science will even allow its own professors to understand. So there's going to be a quantum switch, which is a DNA activated switch. It's a little bit like in many countries, there are ley lines, energy fields that feed across the surface of the earth and under the earth, not to be confused with the underground waterways, which carry DNA information for the earth. I'm talking about energy fields. And when the time comes, they will need to be activated. And that means that individuals with the right DNA will activate those fields which have lain dormant. So it's the same principle. And what will happen is when that activates, every central bank across the planet has already put in the hardware. Those of you who are very astute and have watched the news know that major banks in major countries closed for about 2 weeks. Some were quite quick. I think Deutsche Bank did it in maybe 10 days or something. But the Bank of England was more like two weeks and a bit. And the current system we have is called the SWIFT banking system. And this new quantum system is actually sort of, I say running, it's humming, and it's running alongside. The SWIFT is in operation, but it requires this activation. SWIFT system stops and the quantum system goes on. And what it means is that the wealth of the planet cannot be exceeded in the production of numbers. It means that it will be impossible for the cabal to pick the phone up and make a secret phone call to somebody and say, right, bankrupt that company tomorrow, pull all your shares out, collapse that company, and then our good friend is going to go in and buy them at 10% of the normal cost. There will be no more running on the bank. There'll be no more of the a manipulation of figures. And remember that the precious metals are set by four men first thing in the morning, British time generally. And that's going to have to change. So it's the control of not just money, because as Clausewitz said, you know, the art of war, it's expressed through politics, it's expressed through everything. And so money is a tool, a weapon used to bring down governments. That happened with Britain in the 1980s, nearly, certainly bring down companies. And you know, you make good your threats if you're a bad person. So that's all going to go. They won't have the access. Now, when that actually happens, there will be one mighty kickback from the bad people. They perhaps are aware, but don't actually believe the good people will be strong enough to do this. So the quantum system is not just a more up-to-date banking system. It is a spiritual based system operating at light speed. That's why things like Bitcoin, that's why you know, Elon Musk put so much money in it. That's why other organizations now who are in the know are being encouraged to think about going into this quantum money field, because it will connect directly through to this system and cannot be manipulated in the same way that the current banking system can. And as we go through this year, once this new quantum system is activated, you will find a lot of organizations opening a Bitcoin account. But they won't be the banks, they won't be the hedge funds, they won't be all of the usual same runners. You will find organizations that have got a much more human-centric value actually being invited to, you know, open their own cryptocurrency, their own quantum money system. And we've always known that the top guys are in the field. I mean, you know, you've got some of these big guys who are buying land left, right and center. You know, there's one individual who now owns more land in America than anyone else, simply because he knows that when it moves to the new system, the standard valuation from his perspective is pointless. From ours, you know, you've got £100 or $100 in the bank, that's safe. People mustn't worry about that. That'll just carry on. But for those who are used to playing the international markets, those days are over, or they will be over. And so it's a great idea, if you're in that position, to invest in gold, silver, or land. And that's what people are doing in the know. They're buying up land as fast as they can, or they're investing in the quantum currencies, or they're buying gold and silver. So if you want an idea or a pointer as to what's happening, look at what these billionaires are doing. Just see what they're doing. They're not sitting back playing the stocks and shares anymore. They're not content with moving money from left and right. They are actually divesting out of accounts and moving across into something that they think will have value in the new system to come. So the quantum financial system isn't just a change in the banking. It is a change in the value of humanity. And that's why it's so important. And that's why the good guys have been trying to do it. You know, again and again and again, I have to remind people that the whole thing about 9/11 was not to start wars in foreign countries. It was not to bring in a police state. Although, from the bad guys' point of view, those two aspects were very useful. But it was really to stop the gold that was in that building that didn't fall down, but did fall down, from being used. And so there are some bad actors who stole that gold. And it's been one heck of a journey for the White Hats to attempt to get back that gold. And, you know, when President Trump came in, Fort Knox was empty. Well, the gold was never in Fort Knox, but the bank was empty. After 4 years, with lots of secret operations and not so secret operations, America now has the reserves compared to what it had, which are wonderful. Wonderful to start off your own system. And of course, the world, and must look on it as a world thing, is also now in a strong position so that this money can be used to float the new economy, shall we say. So that's a very important point, that this new financial system is not just about banks and bankers. It's actually about all of us. And we ought to be able to see the repercussions of that feeding through fairly soon, because the people who have ruled us, I don't know, since the days of Sumeria and beyond, will find that there's a key element of their weapons that just can't operate anymore. So we should see something on that quite clear. In terms of what's actually going to affect President Trump and his positioning coming back, it's quite interesting, because a lot of people imagine that President Trump is the main man. and I guess he is. But I think it's split. There are some that think that President Trump has to come back before this new quantum system can be activated. And then there are those that actually say he doesn't need to come back. In fact, it will be easier for him to come back after it's been activated. So we haven't been quiet. I haven't been quiet. I've been incredibly busy. Last Friday, that close to the new quantum system being activated. And the those of you who've been very kind and have listened to me know that I've talked about the red dragons, and the white dragons. And we would just call them the Chinese elders out of respect. So we don't want to perhaps talk about the different clans. But the Chinese elders are very, very keen to begin this process. Now, for those of you who are new to this, you might think, what on earth have the Chinese got to do with it? Well, it's about the gold that's really in Asia. The Vietnam War was about gold in caves. It wasn't about communism. The Korean War was about gold in caves. Those wars were about gold in caves in Korea and in Vietnam. No other reason. The Chinese have always supported North Korea and Vietnam, North Vietnam as it was, simply because that was their gold as they saw it, the Asian gold. But if we trace it right back in history, I've always called it King Solomon's gold. Solomon's gold. Very interesting point. Try and remember that for a bit. And the Chinese elders are saying, we aren't too worried about whether President Trump comes back or not, because we, and I'm talking as if I was a Chinese elder and I'm not, but we have a connection and an agreement and an understanding with the American military. In other words, the Chinese elders are confident that the agreement that they have with the American military, it doesn't require President Trump or anyone else to be at the helm. Now, on Friday gone, the Chinese elders pushed to activate this quantum system. The American military, the Joint Chiefs, pulled back and said no, because we've got one hell of a domestic political situation, I beg your pardon, here in America, and basically we need to we need to have that sorted. And so what's happened is that the Chinese elders pulled back a little bit, and where we are with this is that the Chinese are not going to keep on and on, agreeing to America to push this back. So it's imminent. It really is imminent, and in my opinion, it doesn't require President Trump to be at the head of the government. Personally, I think it'd be a lot easier if he was out the way for a little bit, and all the dust settled, and then he could be brought in. I'm still thinking that March to April is a good time for President Trump to come back. Certainly, he's not going to Washington, D.C. I think it will be Texas, and I think it will be Texas and Florida. I think a move between the two. And think back now to King Solomon's gold. I think there's a place in Texas called Temple, and that might be a really good place to build some big gold vaults and put the gold under there, because it's linking back to King Solomon's temple. So that might be something for you to just to bear in mind and have a think on. So we have a situation where, we are waiting for this. There's a lot happening. Lots are coming out. Even the mainstream media now is becoming somewhat jumpy as they realize that perhaps their plan hasn't worked as well as they thought it would work. And I feel, I say I feel so desperately sorry for Mrs. Biden. When I see her with her husband, clearly in a photo op with the studio, Castle Rock, she is so uncomfortable. I mean, she must know what's going on. You'd have to be very stupid. She must clearly know the deception that's being played. And she looks so uncomfortable, embarrassed, difficult, not at ease. And Biden's just so pleased to have the word president after his name. He doesn't really care anything, does he? But she actually is really struggling and feeling it. And She must be incredibly naive to think that she could hand cookies to people who disrespect her husband like nothing on earth. So she's getting through a bit of a hard game, I think, and you know, it's very difficult to put people through that. So what's going to happen? Well, I think that this situation can't go on for much longer. It's playing out to a point where all of the juice is squeezed out of the grape and there isn't much juice to get out left. And I think we are moving towards that. And we should see the financial change as quite closely linked to President coming back. I want to quickly talk about the med beds. My understanding about the med beds is in the first phase rollout, they will be in Texas, of course, it's going to be the new government's seat, and they'll be in Florida, but they will be run by the military. And the first phase of operation, they will be run by the military, and they will be predominantly for children who have been rescued from the tunnels, and there's going to be a lot of them coming up this year. This is the year when large numbers of them, hopefully all of them, are going to come up this year. And also for the first responders, not just the military, but the nurses, who will be totally traumatized at what they have had to go in and rescue. Because remember, the med beds don't just do physical repairing, they do psychological repairing. It's a bit that's not fully understood, these three-phased array type devices. And so you can't really go about healing a child or an adult if they've been terribly traumatized, you know, and then expect them to have a normal life. You have to deal with that aspect first and then go through what I would call more conventional healing processes. So the war against those who control the tunnels is ongoing. Doesn't require President Trump to be there. The military are very active. If I said I've had a briefing, that sounds very grand, and I know a lot of you will be very cross that I use that sort of word, but I have had somebody give me a breakdown of a particular situation and what was encountered, and it were not just human type people. They were non-humans, and that's exactly what we would expect in a number of these underground facilities. And this is the year when large numbers of children will be liberated. And you know, what needs to happen is we need to get this system over quickly. We need to get Biden out. We need to get Trump in. We need to get the quantum financial system in. And then when these kids come up, they'll come up into a world that's more geared towards helping them. You know, it's beholden on all of us to strive for the best that we can now. So that's it, really. So if I haven't been with you recently, it's not because I've been hiding. Now, we have been incredibly busy. We have 50,000 membership, and every Saturday I do two meetings with four or five states at a time. And when I've done that, I'm going to go to all the other coordinators in Europe and the United Kingdom and meet with them, because I want to try and get people ready for what's coming. We need to be as resilient and as strong, because there will be difficulties when we make this change. We all know that. But I think we need to be psychologically prepared for what is coming. There are many people in our industry who are pretty clued up, but even they will be shocked at what's coming. Oh, yes, and by the way, I do expect disclosure as well. And you may have seen when I put it on the website that we had some very useful disclosure. And I hope you had a read of that. It's coming. You know, the government in America are actually admitting for the first time that they have inspected unidentified flying objects, alien vehicles. And those of you who've done your research, now we say it differently, it's nitinol and nitinol, American and British sayings, but we call it memory metal. And of course, this was a back-engineered metal from the material they got at Roswell, on the alien spacecraft. It was an Orion grey spacecraft. It was a not a big ship. It was one that operates between a planet with atmosphere and a mothership. And we, on an airplane, most airplanes, you have flaps and fins that move, don't you? Well, of course they don't. They're able to send an electric charge along the edge of their spacecraft, and then it will absolutely morph and change. But you have to have a metal that will respond to electrics like that. Nitinol or nitinol, which is a primitive back engineering, responds to heat, hot water, cold water, but you can create heat electrically, I suppose. And so the American government has said, yes, actually, we've inspected such craft. That's an amazing point, but because it came out through a freedom of information, newspapers didn't really want to carry it. Some did, but it didn't receive the massive news it should. And the American government says that we have been inspecting, we call it back engineering, alien spacecraft. That should not just be on the front page of every newspaper, it should be on the front, second, third, fourth, fifth. They should be interviewing people, all the rest of it. But they don't, because we still have a corrupt press. So don't just think that this new financial system ends there. Everything has got to fall like a pack of cards. All right, thanks. And what we hope to do, Becky and I, this weekend is get back to our normal, podcast, where we'll be more on the spiritual side and take all the questions. And a lot of you have been asking for that, and we will do that. So thank you for your time.